Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause God,
God is in
control, y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the praise
within your heart.
Everybody and la-di-da-di. All right. This is another exciting episode of Let's Get It Together and Reap More with your host, Greg Hall. And we've got so many exciting things to share with you. unfortunately, our main concern is the website, and we've just been having a lot of roadblocks. So unfortunately, the website is still not together, but that's okay. We're gonna have the website ready soon and very soon, and we are working on an app. And I've been between a little bit between a rock and a hard place in terms of should I develop my own app, and I'm leaning towards that because there's some things that I want to do, and as many of you know, we are working very closely with Mr. Willie Saunders and the Clicksters Project. But I said, well, what if something happens and that project is discontinued? So we don't want, you know, it's always better that some songwriter said that Papa may have, Mama may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. So we're thinking about doing our own app. We want to emphasize and overemphasize, if you have not at least looked at the Tron Case opportunity, at least look at it. And you can do that at troncase.io. Let me spell that for you. troncase.io, troncase.io. We've been thinking a lot about, you know, all this talk of economic repair, community development, financial independence, and we really feel that this is an ideal way to, you know, participate or to make that process of community development, of people simply having more disposable income. The Tron Case opportunity is certainly a great opportunity. Why? Because it is affordable. Okay, we're talking about currently it's like not even 7 cents. Okay, but definitely, you know, goes up and down, but at the moment it's less than 7 cents for the whole coin. Okay, as opposed to, say, like Bitcoin, which is over $35,000. And I always, when I say that, I always want to let people know, however, you can buy a fraction. You can buy small denominations of Bitcoin, but think about it. If you could afford to buy the cheaper coin, because first of all, it might undergo the same type of experience that Bitcoin had. Bitcoin started out at about 2 cents, okay, when it was introduced in 2009, and now it is over $35,000. Well, what if that happened with Tron? All right, because if we got a movement going and everybody was buying Tron, the price would definitely go up. And, of course, the other thing is we are talking about the Tron Case opportunity is an interest-bearing opportunity. Okay, we're looking at currently, when I first got into this Tron Case, it was 1.15%. Okay? Okay. Excuse me, I meant to say 1.5. Now, the way that it worked is you had to hold it. It actually was really 1.0, and you had to hold it for 5 days. And each day, it would tick up a point. Like, in other words, 1.0, then it would go to 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, 1.4, and then 1.5. And it was locked in at 1.5. Okay, but what has been happening is the opportunity was constructed in such a way where when you reach certain benchmarks, the interest rate would go up. So they have reached several of those benchmarks, and now it starts, instead of that 1.0, it starts at 1.7 and ticks up. If you hold it just for 5 days, it will go 1.8, 1.9, 2.0, 2.1, and now it will be locked in at 2.2% every day. Folks, that is more than what the bank pays you in a whole year. All right, so you just think about that. If you've got any money in the bank, and of course, I am not a financial advisor, and I'm definitely not suggesting that someone, you know, empty out their bank account, but certainly think about the comparison. So maybe you want to put $20 into the Tron Case program, or $50 or $100 or whatever whatever you can afford to lose. I mean, that doesn't sound nice, but that's the real deal. When it comes to investments, you never invest more than what you can afford to lose. But, you know, you have to call risk versus reward. So if the reward is great, then you take the risk, depending upon, you know, your, as they like to say, get in where you fit in, you know, wherever you can afford. But this is a great way of building community, financial independence, and personal, because you don't have to tell anybody. You don't have to say a mumbling word to anybody, and you'll get your 2.2% every single day. That's 66% a month. Just multiply 2.2 times 30. That's 60% a month. In exactly 48 days, you will have 100% of your principal back. Okay, the Truncase program is basically set up where you have the opportunity, your money. So here's the deal. You can triple your money in exactly 138 days. Let's round it off to 140, okay, because we gotta it doesn't start out at 2.2. It starts out at 1.7. So those 5 days, we'll just round it off to, say, 140 days. So in 140 days, if you put in, let's say you put in the minimum, which is 100 Tron. Now, we just said that Tron is at less than 7 cents a coin. So 100 Tron, let's round it off to 7 cents. Okay, so that'll be $7. Put in your $7, and in 140 days, you're going to have 7 times 3. Okay, now let's keep it real. Let's make it real. You're buying Tron. So if you put in, let's say, if you have $7 worth of Tron, which would be 100 Tron, without a doubt, you're going to have 300 Tron. Now, the value might be $21 or more or less. It could be less than $21. It will definitely be 300 Tron, because the price of Tron could go up or it could go down. But the real deal is the interest makes it such that you will definitely come out ahead, and much more ahead than if that money was in a bank account. All right, because the interest is an offset against if you're sharing it with everybody and la-di-da-di, the coin value should go up. So check this out. You're looking at three ways in which you could gain from this opportunity. The appreciation of the coin, and that's a fancy way of saying the coin increases in value. Okay, we use the word appreciation, means the same thing. Okay, the coin is gaining interest every day at 2.2% once you hold it for 5 days. Starts out at 1.7, after 5 days, goes up to 2.2. And the third and probably most lucrative way is when you share it with others. Because most of the people you know, let's keep it real, can afford something that's less than $10. Children, there are children that could afford that. You know what I'm saying? They may get allowances, or they may have ways of making money, shoveling some snow, cutting some grass, you know, helping somebody out, and they might have a little bank account. And then that's an idea. We need to start some programs to teach our youth what I would call the money game. Okay, teaching them how money works, how to invest it, saving it in the whole nine yards. That sort of thing is not taught in school. But so we need to begin teaching our children about money, about finances, so they can be, when they get ready, you know, to go to college, or if they don't go to college, when they finish high school, they are financially literate. All right, they know all about money and investing. They know about Tron, and they know how to buy it and how to sell it and how to store it. They understand this, because this is what is happening now. Okay, about these cryptocurrencies, how they work, you know, and the whole nine yards. Tron is definitely, this Tron case opportunity is definitely a good one. Remember, three ways. You could appreciate the value, you're getting interest, and you're going to get what they call an affiliate, a fancy way of saying getting paid for when you share with others. And let me mention about the Tron case opportunity that affiliate commission, as it's so-called, is 11 levels deep. Now, I took the time to do a little math, what they call crunching of the numbers. And I realized that if you told three people, just three people, who told three people, you know, and you multiplied that times 11, at that 11th level, there would be 531,441 people. Now, let's say you say, oh, man, I know more than three people. I've got 200 people on Facebook, all right, and which is not unreasonable. Okay, many people have that. The average person on Facebook has 150 friends, all right, and some people have thousands of friends. I'm a musician, and many of my musician friends have reached the max, which is 5,000 friends. All right, but so you said, I can do five people. I can do five people real easy. So if you push the number up from three to five, check this out. Listen very carefully to the difference. Three, you came up with 531,441 people. At five, you come up with 48,828,125 persons. 48 million. All right. And it was just two persons more. Everyone said, I'm going to go for five people. This is the beauty of what's called exponential growth. So we, on that word growth, let me share with you that the Read More Network is definitely growing. We have started a program called Jopportunity. All right, we have our first hiree, and this person is going to help get the word out by posting and participating in groups and things of that nature. Okay, and just by telling, you know, telling friends and family about what's happening with the Read More Network. Okay, and we're very proud to, we can call off some of the Read More Network affiliates, persons who have joined with us. All right, and join with us to do what? Join with us to help us in the process of developing our communities, becoming producers and manufacturers and owners as opposed to just consumers and employees. All right, we can make this thing happen. We know that the Neo Nation and Dr. Winborn has this program of self-reparations. The reparations means is based on the word repair. We need to repair our economy, all right? We need to come up with some creative ideas to positively engage our young people and our youth, our teenagers, so that they don't get caught in the trap and the webs of, you know, things like selling and or using drugs, which, as we know, puts a lot of people in prison. Some people wind up in death. You know, it's very, very negative, and it's harming our communities big time. So we need to come up with some creative ideas to give our youth and our young people, our teenagers and, you know, the ones who are older, give them some positive options to say, okay, look, you can, let's teach you, we're going to teach you some marketing skills so you do not have to sell drugs, and you don't necessarily have to work in McDonald's. All right, we can offer you some much more lucrative opportunities. And this is not just hype and fluff. Because of technology, people, it can happen. You would be amazed at the apps and the programs and the things and the opportunities that you could find just by searching the internet. And, of course, no one needs to be ignorant about anything. You can learn about anything and everything, just by doing a Google search, you know, and then probably some course free of charge on YouTube that you can learn whatever you want to learn. I am taking a variety of courses as we speak. I'm learning PowerPoint. I'm learning Forex trading. I'm learning how to make banners, and I'm learning all about website design and the whole. I'm buying a variety of courses. Now, here's the thing: you got to know where to buy the courses. If you're going to pay, you can get a lot of information free, or you can buy a course. It is not expensive. You got to know the sites where to go. For example, I'll share another site with you. It's called Udemy. U-D-E-M-Y. It's a place where you can buy courses on almost anything you want to learn, and the courses are not expensive. You're talking about, I typically wait for the sales, and I get them for $11.99. All right, and of course you can play, you know, play it over and over through your phone, listen to it at your own convenience, and learn what you want to learn. That's why I said, well, I'm retired now. I'm home. I'm going to learn some forex trading, so I can, you know, trade monies, and perhaps, you know, make a few dollars at home. And I heard somebody say that it could be, you know, it could be more than just a few. It could be quite a lot of money once you know the ropes and you learn how to do it. So we got some exciting things we want to share with you. We were talking about growth. So we have an affiliation with a growing number of businesses. Okay, I'll mention a few. We have an affiliation, of course, with Neo Nation and the Self-Reparations Program. Okay, we have an affiliation with Mr. Harris Walker, CEO and founder of the Hand in Hand Foundation. All right, you definitely want to support Mr. Walker, because he's trying to help the children. He has a special program called Cans for Kids, which is really all about recycling. Recycling is big, especially in some states. It's bigger than others. It's really a super big industry in the state of California. And he's about creating jobs which will help the homeless, and then he's going to construct healthy homes for them to live in, all right, because we know that a shelter is an essential element. You need food, clothing, and shelter. And someone said, and they were right, if you have a home, you could even, you know, eliminate the clothing part. I mean, you can walk around your house naked if you want to, but of course, don't. Some people do that, but most people don't. But food, clothing, and shelter, so we can build them a healthy home, a home that is it's environmentally friendly, and you can reduce some bills, for example, electric bills. Why? Because now you got solar panels that can, you know, produce the electricity. You have devices which can convert water from the air, clean and healthy water from the air. All right, once upon a time, there was no such thing as a water bill, but now there are such things as water bills. You pay for water. But with a healthy home, you can eliminate that bill. You can eliminate the electric bill. You even in the construction, you don't want to use wood because it's too combustible. It can burn too easily. You don't want to have gas because the gas can explode. So you got, you know, what we call the healthy homes. Okay, so that's Mr. Harris Walker, Hand in Hand Foundation. And let me not forget, if you do any online shopping, the Hand in Hand Foundation has what's called HHF, which obviously stands for Hand in Hand Foundation, Mall. Shop through his mall. We're talking about almost 300 stores, including ones that many of us shop at, such as Amazon, Walmart, okay, but he's got so many, JCPenney's and Sears and, you know, so many, many, many stores, Men's Warehouse. I don't want to start naming because I'm going to forget. I can't remember hundreds of stores, but I mean, we're talking about major outlets for those of you who shop online. And we know that many of you, including myself, do shop at Amazon every now and then, because it appears as if they've got everything, which is one of the reasons that Jeff Bezos is so rich. The man is worth $100 billion. He is the CEO of Amazon. Okay, so we're affiliated with Mr. Walker, the hand-in-hand, his Healthy Homes Project, his mall. Okay, and then we've got an affiliation with a brother called Mohammed Kellum. He was a guest last week, and he's started his beverage business. All right. Primarily sodas, but other beverages, including champagne, and he's come developing a health drink. All right, and then we've got an affiliation with. We are like cousins because we do have the same last name, Brother Riley Hall, and he has produced the Black Brilliance show on YouTube. We've been pushing that. And Brother Riley Hall is well connected with who's who, especially in the gospel music industry. He's a songwriter, right, and he's producing this Black Brilliance. And by the way, Black Brilliance is spelled B-L-A-Q. Check it out, B-L-A-Q. Okay, that's how he spells Black. And Brilliance, of course, is spelled normally B-R-I-L-L-A-N-C-E. Check out his show on YouTube. We've been blasting it all over the place, sharing it on people's sites. Okay. Black Brilliance, and that's Brother, which is produced by Brother Raleigh Hall. All right, and we don't want to forget Mr. Jerome Kirkland and the Kirkland Financial Group. Okay, and what I really like about Kirkland Financial Group, they realize that financial services is so very, very important. But he also realized that the people who really need his services so desperately may not be able to afford him. So what he did, he started a nonprofit called People, how's it go? It's P-U-P, People United to Promote Financial Wellness. P-U-P-F-W is the website. That's .org, which is O-R-G. P-U-P-F-W, he started this nonprofit in which you can get his services for free or discounted for 6 months. So that's Mr. Jerome Kirkland, and his main site can be found at kirklandfinancialgroup.org. Kirklandfinancialgroup.com, and the nonprofit is .org, which is PUPFW.org. People United to Promote Financial Wellness. Check out those sites. And our most recent is Brother Stuart Fields, who may be calling in. I did invite him, and but he told me that, you know, he may or may not be able to call in tonight. But those of you who are frequent callers into and you follow the Neo Nation, you know that he was on the show last night, which of course was the Black Business Billionaires Network. He was the guest last night, and this man has 250,000 followers, all right? And he has a product called Bolga, B-O-L-G-A, Detox. And his site is Anointed with Two N's, A-N-N-O-I-N-T-E-D, Anointed Hands, H-A-N-D-S, okay, dot My Shopify, M-Y, My Shopify, S-H-O-P-I-F-Y.com. All right, my, check him out on Anointed, don't forget two N's, A-N-N-O-I-N-T-E-D, Hands, H-A-N-D-S, dot my, M-Y, Shopify, S-H-O-P-I-F-Y, dot com. Check him out. He also has some really good reading material, some books that you might want to check out. And, you know, I'm always thinking of connecting the dots. I said, we need to get Coach Brown's book on his site. All right. Her book is a good read. All right. The Unending Love of a Father. And that would be a good connect. And so the idea with Readmore is that we push and endorse each other so we grow together. And hence, that's why I called the show, Let's Get It Together and Reap More. The Reap More is actually Reap More Network, okay? But that wouldn't sound too great. Let's Get It Together and Reap More Network. So I left out the network, but we do have the growing Reap More Network. What we're going to be doing, we're really excited. We're going to start giving away some Tron and enrolling people for free in the Tron case opportunity. I'm thinking of maybe two each week, but I want to come up with a system whereby the chances of people somehow cheating will not happen. All right. And I probably will have to qualify things by saying, fill out an app. So that means I probably will have to have my own app, or I may use another company's app. But we're very, very excited. We're going to start hooking up some Zoom here so you can, we can send out links. You can see my face. I can see yours, or at least I know that you're there. I see your name or whatever. We're going to start doing Zoom and start giving away Tron case opportunities. And there's a lot of very, very exciting things that we are planning to do. So let me see, and let's really examine what can happen if we begin to experience what I call exponential growth. All right, in other words, and I like the number 5. Why? Because with the Tron case opportunity, if you tell 5 people, that's called your first level, and you're going to get 7%. Referral commission. So whatever, let's say even if everyone just does the bare minimum, then 7 times 5 is 35, right? Because you said, look, I'm only going in for the bare minimum. Okay. And everyone that follows you says, I'm only going in for the bare minimum. Fine. All right. So you get 7 times 5 is 35. Now, each of those 5 share the Tron case opportunity with 5 people, 5 times 5 is 25, right? And the affiliate commission at that second level is 3%. So what do you have to do? Multiply 3% times 25, and that is 75. Now you add up your commission from the first level and the second level. So 35 on the first level and 75 from the second level. Bingo, 110%. 75 and 35 is 110%. You have recouped all of your money and made a profit. You're in for free. All right, but now that you have more Tron available, you can up the ante, which means you can invest more, all right, because Tron is very, very interesting. The way they designed the back office where you see your interest ticking up every 4 seconds. You see the numbers just getting bigger and bigger and bigger as your interest is shown. All right, we're going to take a little music break. Little music break, and we will be right back. Let's see. How about a little When All God's Children Get Together? Okay, I love that one.
New direction. Gray Boy, D. Lawrence, Choir Music. It's a Chicago thing.
Hey.
When they what? That's right, y'all.
Children get together. I love the word together. And that is definitely part of the solution. All right, let's focus on the solutions. And working together, coming together, investing together is definitely part of the solution. It is so interesting what's happening. We're in a kind of a world experience where things are beginning to change. Of course, we realize that they need to change a whole lot more, especially as we are concerned, as we as black people are concerned, that we need a whole lot more change. But things are beginning to change. And part of it is because of technology. And I think about the potentials of working together and connecting. You know, his name is Napoleon Hill, and he wrote a book, Think and Grow Rich. It is a classic. And I said, we need to add the word connect. Think and connect and grow rich. All right, coming together. And it doesn't have to be the masses. If a few people who are of the same mindset, who are not greedy, you know, who believe in sharing back, I said, what we need is we need to come together. We need to keep our business expenditures in the family. All right, spend your money with people who are willing to spend some back with you. And one of the ideas of the Reap More Network, and our slogan is Reap More Network, where better ideas reap more. One of our ideas is to have you experience financial increase from things that you already do. All right. And, of course, realizing the technology of connecting. Connecting is so easy these days. It's so easy to connect with friends and people that you don't even know around the world these days because of technology. Okay, you go on Facebook, and because you know somebody, all these other names pop up of, you know, other persons that you say, oh, yeah, I know him, I know her. Someone that, you know, that you went to school with 20 years ago, or that, you know, that you had some interaction with many, many years ago. You've even forgotten their name, but it comes back up. And the next thing you know, you send them a friend request, and they say, okay, fine. And next thing you know, you've got hundreds of friends, so-called, you know, we know the real deal. They're not real friends necessarily, but we'll call them Internet associates, whatever. But we live in a very, very exciting time in terms of technology. You know, they're coming out with technology that, for example, where anything that's plugged in can be replaced by some kind of cone which generates, you know, energy waves into the atmosphere. So you bring the cone into the room, and you don't have to plug nothing in. Everything just gets powered through the cone. I mean, they got all kind of crazy inventions. I mean, who would have ever thought, say, 30 years ago, that there would be such things as wireless phones, and now we have cars that can actually drive themselves, and even trucks. It's great in one sense, it's bad in another, because this, unfortunately, will put a lot of people out of work. All right. Someone said to me that for every job that's created because of technology, 9 jobs are lost because of technology. So what does that mean? That means, brother, sister, you got to have a plan B in terms of having ways to produce money. All right, because you got to eat. So you got to have a plan B, because your job might be, technology might be replacing it. All right, let's say you are a elevator operator, distinct, you know, extinct. Do you see any more elevator operators these days? Remember, and I'm giving away, telling my age, but once upon a time, whenever you went in an elevator, there was a man or a woman who had to control the elevator, taking you up and down. But now you just push a button, you go to your desired floor. Okay, so technology has created some jobs and eliminated a lot of jobs, which is why you need to jump on this investment bandwagon through opportunities like Tron. All right, I'm just curious, because I know that Dr. Robinson gets texts sometimes of people or emails of people who have questions. Dr. Robinson, do we have anything in that category at the moment?
We can. Some messages from the other day that you were on. You were on.
Okay.
You was on Neo Conversations with Jaquan Diaz, and there, remember there was a lot of people that came on, and there are some messages left over from there, several.
Okay, sure.
Okay. We got John Barrington from San Francisco, and he wants to know, how do you advise people to get started in these programs? Let's say, you know, at the high end, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, or maybe at the low end, $300-$400.
Okay. I kind of answered that question in some of my statements, and the answer to that question is the word investment itself implies risk. All right, so any investment, no matter how great it might sound, something could go wrong. It's like Murphy's Law. Whatever can go wrong might go wrong. So you never, as a rule, invest more than what you can afford to lose, which is why I love the Tron Case opportunity, because you can start ridiculously small. You're talking about it's 100 Tron, but Tron is, as we speak, it is not even 7 cents, okay? It's less than 7 cents a coin, so that means do the math. That means you can start for less than $7. Now, if you can afford to risk 700, then go for it, you know. But as I said, your rule should be never invest more than what you can afford to lose. I will say this much. You got to do some due diligence, but the Tron Case opportunity is it really ranks pretty high for two reasons. It's on a smart contract. What is a smart contract? A smart contract is something like, as I always give the example, it eliminates a lot of middle people and middle expenses. You know, you want to send some money overseas, and you've got these companies that you got to pay, and these persons and all these fees. No, smart contracts eliminates the middle people, and it's just everything is computerized. Money in, money out. All right, so that is basically my answer. You know, never risk more than you can afford to lose. And, I was talking about the Tron Case opportunity. It's unusually secure because the smart contracts have been audited, and you can read the audit report. It is right there on the website, and it is on the blockchain. What is the blockchain? It's just a computer ledger where everything is computerized. You can check every transaction that goes through, and everything is verified by thousands of computers, making it virtually impossible for it to be hacked. It is simply too many computers that have to go through for something to be hacked. All right, let's see. Any other questions?
Yes, there is Linda Harrison from Arlington, Virginia. She says she's in her late 70s, and she's not very computer savvy. She's not very technological, as she put it, and she really don't have a lot of people around her. Her grandkids, you know, are often busy, and she don't have that assistance. She wants to know, do you work as a personal assistant where she could pay you, you know, X amount of dollars to help her?
Wow. That's a good question. I must be honest, like, I've got so much on my plate, but I thought about that because I realized that a lot of people are in her shoes. And so what I intend to do to at least try to solve that problem is to produce videos. This is why I've got to get the website up first, to put the videos on the website, and so I can walk a person through step by step, you know, to what to do. Now, the real deal, it is really not difficult, but it's easy for me to say because I'm not a spring chicken, but I mean, I just have a lot of experience with computers. But it is really kind of easy to, especially it depends on what you want to do. If you just want to, there are wallets that just store, storage type wallets, and those are ridiculously easy to set up. You go and you go to the Google Store or the App Store, depending upon what type of phone you have, and basically they're going to shoot you 12 words, and you got to shoot them back in the same order. Bingo! Your storage wallet is set up. Now, that's a storage wallet. However, you might want a wallet to buy and sell. Okay, that's actually easy too, but you just got to follow the instructions of the exchange that is setting you up to buy and sell. The buy and sell process is simply where you just have to give more information. In other words, so they might ask you to scan your ID. They might ask you to take a selfie, but it's just you just follow whatever instructions. And they want to validate to make sure that you are who you are, so it may take longer. Now, it just so happens that the Tron case opportunity can be really, really easy because you can just start with your storage wallet and you just contact me. That number that I gave for, I gave out a number, an 800 number for the bill reduction, which I'm going to hold off for a little while, and I'm going to use that number for Tron, the Tron case opportunity. Call me, and you could just Zelle, somehow electronically Zelle, Cash App you the money, I send you the Tron. But in answer to the question, videos. We're going to be producing videos as soon as the website is up. I'm going to start piling on videos, which will help people, you know, who are not computer savvy, walk them through step by step, explaining everything. And then I don't have the time. Like maybe I'll have to what they call outsource, have a thing where, okay, you can call in. If you still don't get it, you can call someone. It probably won't be me, but maybe someone affiliated with Reap More Network, because I'm all about creating jobs. So if I have enough cash flow, sure, I'll hire someone whose job will be, look, somebody needs some help, let them call you, explain how everything works. All right, so that's basically what's going to be happening. Okay, next question. Okay, Dr. Ron, you still there?
Oh, yes, hello? I'm still here. Yes, I'm still here. You have Gary Wilmington. From Wilmington, North Carolina, and he said, LOI, no relations. He wants to know,
okay.
he wants to know, like right now, if the bigger the investment, is it faster and bigger the return?
Oh, of course, yes. The bigger the investment, the faster the, I shouldn't say faster, because basically everyone's investment is going to take the same amount of time to mature, but of course, you're simply going to earn more if you invest more. All right. So we're looking at approximately. I'm relating everything to this Tron case opportunity since I'm talking so much about that. You're looking at your money tripling in 138 days. All right, so in other words, I arrived at that number by the number 46 times 3. Because in 46 days, let's say if you started out with 100 Tron, in 46 days, you're going to have 100 Tron. Multiply that times 3, which is 138, you will have 300 Tron. Okay, because remember, it's the Tron that's increasing, that's tripling. The dollar value could be more than triple, or it could be less than triple. But definitely you will be a winner. You'll definitely have considerably more than what you started out with. I would safely say that you could expect at least double the dollar value and triple the Tron as a minimum. Okay?
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, you have a young man here. His name is Paul Gotton from Almington, West Virginia. And he says he's 17. He's interested in investing. He has his allowance and, you know, gift money he gets for his birthday parties and Christmas and et cetera. And he has around $1,500, and he's 17, and he wants to know, do you have any advice for him, the best investment that he can do and get a quicker return and a higher rate
okay,
back?
Okay, here again, I'm going to say the same opportunity. It is one of the highest interest rates that we know of in the industry, which is this same opportunity. And the beauty of it is, because we're talking about a crypto opportunity, they don't need to know your age, your date of birth, your Social Security. You do not need to supply that information. All right, everything is anonymous. Now, however, this is the tricky part. If you want to, when you set up an account to buy and sell cryptos, at that point your age may come into play. There may be age requirements, but you can kind of get around that with the Tron Case opportunity, as I said, especially for persons in my group, because I will exchange it for you. In other words, send me the cash, I'll send you the Tron. All right, we're gonna we'll take a few more questions. We'll take a break, and then we have on the line Mr. Harris Walker, and he's going to be telling us about some exciting things that are happening with the Hand in Hand Foundation, maybe elaborate a little more on the Can for Kids project, et cetera. But we'll take maybe two more questions or statements or whatever.
Marvin Booker of Chicago, Illinois, he wants to know what ways in which one should be starting any investment. Like you said, to be very careful, don't invest more than you can lose. He said, do you have a ratio between the success rates of the investments? Do you have an idea, like, you know, when a person invests, what's the most likely case that they will get a return on their finances, and like a time frame as well? And also, he has another part two to his question. He wants to know the best way to contact you via telephone and or email.
Okay. Let me see. Part one. I usually test everything before I mention it on the air. I have tested the Tron Case opportunity, and it has worked like it's supposed to work. All right, it has stood at least the 3 months. Now, it's interesting. Many of these opportunities, just by coincidence, are relatively new. Tron Case was only launched in January the 3rd of this year, 2021. So it's only a few months old, but I have had absolutely no problem, and I'm quite confident because, as I said, because it's a smart contract and it's on the blockchain. So I've tested it. It has worked like a charm. A lot of people don't realize the investing. When you invest money, you can really, what they call, compound and make even more by taking the interest that you've earned and flipping it back into the program. And so your money makes money by interest. Now your interest and your money is making money, and it really can produce some very lucrative results. Okay, what was the other part of the question? I'm sorry. Oh, how would you contact
them? They want
okay.
to know how to contact you via phone and email.
Okay. For the phone is, my business number is 347-277-2196. I always ask people to please send me a text first in reference to, you know, more info about whatever, and then I will try to get back to you as quickly as possible. But that's the phone number, you know, think about it, if you call me, and you've never called me before, I don't know who you are. And as it just so happens, these days you get so many scam calls. My phone has a thing where it says scam likely, you know, which means it's likely to be a scam of some sort. So I, of course, I do not answer, and I usually block those numbers so they cannot call again. So to play it safe, just send me a text, 347-277-2196. My email address is reapmorenow, reapmorenow @gmail.com. reapmorenow@gmail.com. All right, I think we're gonna pause right here, and let's see. How about a little? Let's see. We're gonna take a little music break, and I love the word together, as you know. So we're gonna listen to a little "Come Together," and we'll be right back. And then we're gonna hear from Mr. Harris Walker, who is on the line. Okay, but let's listen to "Come Together," a song that I typically play at the end, but now I'm going to play it now.
Don't keep hugging, no. themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. I will forgive their sins and heal their land. For their young sister in South Africa, for their young brother in Nigeria, for my brothers and sisters in New York City, God is still in the healing business. Let's come together.
All right. Come together. Let's see. Now, as I shared with you, I actually made an error in I was looking at the, as they call the queue, and of course I can see whoever is calling in. And Mr. Harris, I thought it was Mr. Harris because his area code is 916. But I saw 917, and I thought that was Mr. Harris. But this is a frequent caller who has been very faithful, and I know that he is behind the scenes spreading the word. And I appreciate calling in every week, and he's become a regular caller. And for his dedication and faithfulness, he has won a prize that he didn't even know that I was giving a prize, but I mentioned that I was going to start giving away some Tron for the Tron case opportunity. Excuse me, I have decided on the amount of exactly 250 Tron, which is approximately at the current value, that's worth about $20. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give that as a prize, set you up in the Tron case opportunity, and this is actually worth more than $20. Why? Because it's going to be earning interest every single day. It's going to start out at 1.7, and it's going to tick up to 1.5. It's like 1.7, and then 1.8, 1.9. 2.0, 2.1, 2.2 every day, and you'll see the little timer. So, Mr. Billy Spearman, you can spread the word. Say, I want a prize on the Let's Get It Together and Meet More show. All right, thank you, Rob, for that applause. So, Brother Spearman, thank you for being a faithful caller into the show. And I said, you're the first winner of the Tron Case Award. We're going to be giving out some Tron Case Awards to people every week. So, Brother Spearman, Billy Spearman, your mic is open. Any questions or good news that you want to share with us?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Did you hear what I just said? You won a prize.
Yay.
You won.
Well, you got my vote and you got my attention.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing
you're
like being
a prize winner.
You're
the first winner in the Tron Case sweepstakes. All right.
All right.
First winner.
Even more reason why I should pursue Tron. I'm
right.
Looking
so
forward
now,
to it.
Now, of course, now you got to tell the world now that they got to tune in and call in so they can possibly be a winner next week. All right.
Most definitely. And the more I find out about it, the more I'll be able to tell my friends about it. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay.
And I just want to say it's very important that we spread the word about this Saturday evening podcast and invite your friends. And so that's what I've been doing. In fact, as I'm talking to people on the phone during the week, I'm always talking about the podcast that's on Saturday evening and giving people the information. And I'm asking everybody to do the same. And I'd also like to say a little word about NowSight. And as our announcer, Greg Hall, becomes more familiar with NowSight, I'd like for you to be able to give people information also. And NowSight is It allows you to build unlimited websites, and basically what it does, it helps you bring traffic to your website, and you can build unlimited websites, and you have a support system that where you have people work with you to help you with what you need to know as far as building your website and bringing traffic to your business. So thank you very much.
Yes, that sounds like a plan. Then to the listening audience, I am a member of the Noun Site Project. All right, and you know, it's a good one. I'm still learning the ropes. You know, I've got to get in a few more training sessions. You know, I really think, Brother Billy, that you know, building websites has gotten a little more complicated than it was a few years ago. You know, I guess it's because you could do more things. Because I built a website a number of years ago, and it seemed like it was so much easier. But I say now I'm a little baffled. I say, oh my God, what do I do next? You know. But at any rate, NounSite is a good deal. It is cost effective because I know that there are some companies that will charge you several hundred dollars for what you can get for under $100 at NounSite. You know, and if you're really stuck, you can call. What do they call it? Nerd stock, or that you can call
they
the.
They have a group of website nerds that are there to help you every day to.
Right. And there is a cost, but it's not exorbitant. I think it's what, $20 for a half an hour. Yeah,
right.
They will help
they
you.
They also have an affiliate program where you don't have to. You can waive the monthly fee by being part of the affiliate program.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's something that I didn't know. Okay. So yeah. NounSite is a good deal. And for you, let me share with you, just in case you didn't know, we have a new affiliate as part of the Reap More Network, and that's Brother Stuart Fields. Check him out at Anointed Hands. He spells it with two N's, A-N-N-O-I-N-T-E-D, Anointed Hands, H-A-N-D-S, .my, Shopify.com. He is selling a detox product and as well as some very interesting reading material. All right, and so check him out. That's, I'll repeat it again. It is anointedhands.myshopify.com. That is his site, and you know, he's working with me. He's going to help me promote Troncase. And this is a brother who works. He has he does some kind of educational class every single day because I know he's teaching about cryptocurrency and credit repair, and he has a huge following of over a quarter of a million people. So certainly he's definitely can be a blessing to what we're trying to do at Reap More Network. So check him out, spread the word, tell everyone about this detox product. It's called Bolga, B-O-L-G-A, Bolga Detox. All right, and it's he actually imports it from Africa. I think it's from Ghana. So much for that. Let's see, we're going to, okay. Let's do a little commercial break here. And then we'll hear from Dr. Ron Robinson with any public service announcements, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, let's see. But let's do a little commercial, and then he'll come in right after that. Okay, let's see. Okay, here we are. Okay.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
Yeah, people, we always talked about Legal Shield, like medical insurance, car insurance. When you have a need for legal services, you don't have to pay a whole bunch of money for a consultation fee, for litigation, for presentation, for what they call when a lawyer go to court, he makes a court appearance, he signs a document to make a court appearance on your behalf. With Legal Shield, you don't have to pay all those fees. Your monthly fee is $24.95. I said this before. There was a police officer, ex-captain in Philadelphia. He was going around on television and in video saying, why do black people get so abused by police officers? And one thing he said was, they don't have anybody to call. They're powerless. He said white people are powerful. Now, people shouldn't take advantage of people. That doesn't make any sense. But that's the thinking of the police department, the abusiveness of black people, because we don't have anyone to call. You need someone to call. Your kids go to college across this country. They need someone to call. You get caught 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. You need someone to call. And you can call Prepaid Legal in all 50 states in Canada and Puerto Rico. They have a lawyers that you have your main lawyer in the state in which you live, but you have lawyers in every state. I live in Connecticut. I'm from South Carolina. I've gotten tickets in South Carolina. I didn't have to go back for a court appearance to address the ticket if I wanted to reduce the price or cancel the ticket because I felt I was in the right. They have lawyers that go to the court and represent me, and 9 times out of 10, the ticket is reduced or canceled because attorneys know what to do and know what to say in reference to your court cases. So they give you a free will, they write a free will for you. You can get letters and contracts done for you for free. You can get contracts reviewed. You can get your products. If you buy something and it's damaged, Prepaid Legal will look over the damaged goods and look over the contract of the goods and the terms and conditions and tell you your rights to return that product. It's an excellent, excellent product to have. I would suggest everybody take a look at Prepaid Legal. Everybody go to my website, take a look at it, read about it, see how it can help your family and keep you protected on a legal level. Because one thing about America, there's a lot of lawsuits going on. There's a lot of legalities happening. You need a lawyer by your side. The other thing I want to talk about.
Dr. Robinson, can I come back to you? I have Brother Fields on the line, so I want to hear from him, and then we'll come back to you with any public service announcements or whatever. But I know this is a busy man, and he just called in. Brother Stuart Fields, how are you?
Hey, peace, brother. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Okay. We've been talking about you all night. All right. And anointed hands, and I gave them the website. But maybe you want to give us a little more specifics about what's your mission anyway? What's your goals? What do you want to do with all these millions that you're going to be making?
Oh, okay. Well, first off, it's a pleasure and an honor to be here. I really appreciate y'all
even giving me all the opportunity to even speak about my products and the mission that we're having in Africa. You know, basically, we're just trying to make a connection with our family on the continent of Africa and do business with them. You know, since I've been traveling back and forth to Africa and I go to the villages, I found out that most of the villages, they all specialize in something. It's either one product that everybody in the village, they all specialize in, whether it's coal, whether it's mining for diamonds, mining for gold, whether they specialize in corn. Like, each village has something unique about the village that everybody in the village work on together, so they know for these products. So what happened was, since I've been traveling, we've been trying to find ways to bring products back to America that we could benefit from that they have in Africa. So it's a mutual agreement between the villagers, because they get jobs, they get to sell their products, and also us in America, because now we can provide the products to the people in America, and it's also, the products are very good for us. So what happened was, while we was there, it's a drink. They usually call it Sobolo. If anybody's familiar with Africa, something called Sobolo. And what it is, it's a detoxifying drink where it cleans your body out. All the products are natural, like hibiscus petals, African pepper, black pepper, ginger, like water to taste, grains of paradise, chili pepper. And what we witnessed them while we was there making this. So what we did was, we set up a relationship with a lady named B. Marta. She is the maker of the Boga Detox, and we set up a relationship with her where we can get it shipped to America. And, you know, we had to go through the paperwork as far as with customs and the FDA, as far as them clearing things coming into the country, because anything that you bring into the country that you can consume or either you put on your skin has to be cleared through customs and FDA. So, we went through that vigorous process, and we was able to get the product here as far as the Boga Detox. So that's one of the products that I sell. Now, also, with our products, every product that is sold a dollar is taken away, and we're donating it back to Africa to put water wells down. Some of the villages, when it's rainy season, they get trapped off and they're not able to travel to the market, so they need boats. So we're going to provide them with boats, water wells, and we feed the homeless over there. It's kind of like a humanitarian work. I actually have been doing it here in America, in my state of North Carolina. I'm a president of a nonprofit organization. I ain't tell you this. You know, it's just coming out now. But we've been doing it in America. So it just so happened, since we've been traveling to Africa, we tried to find a way to tie it in. But with the products, a dollar for every product that is brought from us, it gets put toward putting a water well down, or helping with boats, or feeding the homeless and the homeless and the elderly in Boga. Boga Tonga, Ghana, this is where we went and we set up shop. Now, most people are familiar with Ghana. They're familiar with the South down there in Accra. That's where the slave dungeons are at, you know. But you go to the Cape Kills Amino, where a lot of the slave dungeons at, where the slaves was there. They were marched there and put on the ships and brought to America. But up in Boga is where they used to catch the slaves. So we wanted to find out, okay, we know the slaves was put on the boats in El Mino, but where did they come from? So the further up north you go into Africa, especially Ghana, the further up north, the closer you get to the Sahara Desert, you find this is where the slaves was captured from and brought down. So in my eyes, I'm doing God's work. That's the way I see it. I see me doing God's work. And, you know, it's a blessing that we're able to bring a product that has been used in Africa for over thousands of years. And now we're just being able to bring it to America and offer it to the people in America during a time where we have COVID, during a time wherein people health and taking care of your health and being healthy is very important right now, right, during this COVID time. So I feel like it's perfect timing as far as that, as far as to be able to have this detox from Africa coming over here all again to help detoxify your body, take the all toxins out, and replenish you with all organic ingredients, right? So, you know, that's one of the products. And then we have a whole hair and body line products called Sophia's Hair and Body Products. Now, these products are all dealing with hair and your body. You know, as African Americans or descendants of slaves, or however we call ourselves, you know, we have special hair. We have what we call nappy hair, right, or curly hair, especially dealing with the hair, right? Our hair is nappy or curly. Well, it would only make sense that the products that we are using for our hair come from Africa because they have the same nappy and curly hair that we have, right? So we got up with a lady named Sophia that has been, they've been using her products for a long time over there. We just never heard of her over in America. And we got them to make this, and this is a separate village than the Boga Detox is being made in. So this one village with Sophia, all they do is hair products and body and skin products. So, you know, if you go to my Facebook page, you will see us there in the villages why these products are being made. We actually videoed it, why they was making the product. So like the shampoo, the conditioner, the grease, right? We got edge cream. All the products were made in villages, all handmade. Nothing was made by machine. Using shea butter, coconut oil, moringa oil, right? These are the products that they're using to make it, right? And we actually watched them make this stuff. So it's a blessing to actually have the product. It's a blessing to even reach out to them and be able to set the business up. And, you know, so now it's just, I just feel like I'm doing God's work, man, even before the product that's going over there and helping. Because when we go to Boga Tonga, Ghana, it's a slave camp there called Pico Royal Slave Camp where they used to march the slaves 3 months by foot from Boga down to Accra to the slave dungeons before they got on the ships. So we go to that, that's where the first place we put a water well was at that slave camp. The first water well we ever put down was at Pico Royal Slave Camp in Boga Tonga, Ghana, because the elders and the women had to march 2 miles. They had to go about 2 miles to get water. So once we found out about it, you know, we just put our money together and put a water well down for them. So now they're able to get water in a central location. And then, you know, we started finding out about the problems. So, you know, we're just trying to do our best to help out there. And, you know, these products are very good. They do what they say. If the product, it does what it's supposed to do. And it's what God has put. God has put all these minerals and ingredients here for us to use. It's just that we don't know the remedies because we haven't been there. So it's a good thing that we're able to go there, get the remedies, get the products, bring back to America. And also, you know, as far as the hair business goes, the hair business is mostly ran by Asians. You know, Asians run that market. It's a billion-dollar industry that's run by Asians, but African-Americans or melanated people are the ones that buy the products. So it's like, why are Asian people giving us products for our hair? Why not get it from Africans, people who got hair like us? So it only kind of, like, makes sense. But I don't want to go into a big spiel.
That's really great. I'm definitely inspired. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. You got time?
Yes, sir.
All right. First of all, I want to commend you. I think this is noteworthy, much needed. We definitely need to not forget the motherland. you know, and if we can help out our brothers and sisters in Africa, I think that's a great thing. The monies that, you know, that you say that are contributed back, it goes through your nonprofit. Is that how it works?
No, it don't go. We actually kept our nonprofit separate from it because you got to have NGOs. We have NGOs being set up in Ghana. But me personally, I go back with the money because, you know, me and my – it's two of us. We're the only two people that have these products. But when we go back, we take the money back ourselves and, you know, we buy the boats. We go live because, like, what we did was the water well, anybody that donated, their initials and their names was put on a plaque for the water well. So, like, anybody that – because we took donations for the water well, so everybody's name is actually – there's a plaque there. But, like, with the boats, we're going to put initials if you donate. But for those who buy the product, we can't put your initials, but we know that that money is going toward it. So, but no, we don't – we can't funnel it. We can't use our nonprofit over there because you have to – we have to set it up. It's called NGOs over there. But we are setting one up over there, but it's going to be separate of the nonprofit because it's problems.
Oh, so
they're
not, your nonprofit that you have here in the States is for activities that are in the United States, right?
Only in the United States, yes, sir.
Okay. Would you mind sharing the name of – because you said you're the president of that, right?
Yes, I'm the president and co-owner. The name of the nonprofit is NCRBGZ. NCRBGZ. And it stands for North Carolina Reaching and Believing in Our People for Greatness.
Reaching and believing, what's the Z for? I'm just curious.
Reaching and believing in our people for greatness.
All right. Now, you said N-C-R-B-G. Did you not say Z?
Yeah, Z at the end. N-C-R-B-G-Z.
Z, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We put a
okay.
Z at the end. We put a Z at the end just to stand out from people put
okay. S. All right, because I was saying, what is that Z for? But is there, did you have like a website or how, if I wanted to contribute money to that, how would
I
do that?
Now, I would have to get back with you because our website is currently down. We have a Facebook page. Actually, to donate to the nonprofit, I will have to get back with you with that because our website is currently down. Now we have our Facebook. Go ahead.
Yeah, what kind of causes does you know your North Carolina nonprofit support?
Humanitarian causes. Like what we do over here is we do the same thing. We feed the homeless. We give away free food. We have a back-to-school program. In the summer, we had a summer feeding program for the whole summer. We gave the kids in the community free lunch. We have, like, a back-to-school program, a coat drive where we get coats. We get supplies for schools. We give the kids supplies for school. We have a motivation campaign where we'll go to the school and motivate the kids prior to them having the EOG or the end of the grade test. What else we do? It's a lot we be doing. It's a lot. It's just that COVID slowed us down a little bit, you know, because
sure,
of COVID, it slowed us down. And this is how the international thing came because of COVID, actually. So it was a blessing in disguise because we was able to travel abroad and now expand this thing. But, yeah, that's basically what we have been doing in North Carolina. And actually, you know, we all for our people. Now, I have to make that we all for our people. We for all people, but we specify, you know, we target our demographic.
Right. I understand it. Yeah. What else did I want to ask you? It all sounds really, really great. I know you do something on the internet every day, you were telling me, right? some kind of either Facebook or YouTube?
Yes, I have a YouTube show called Max Crypto News, wherein almost every day I usually do a show talking about cryptocurrencies and all the news that's going on. I try to keep people informed with the news and what's going on with the market and, you know, some of the tendencies.
That's called Max Crypto News?
Yeah, it's called Max Crypto News. But to find that on YouTube, you would have to type in B-I-T and then space M-A-C-S, BitMax. That's how you, the name of it is BitMax, but the actual name of the show is Max Crypto News. I wasn't able to get Max Crypto
on
News
YouTube.
Yeah, B-I-T and then space M-A-C-S, BitMax.
All right, so I know you're going to start sharing with your audience about Tron case, right? On BitMax.
Hey, I was speaking with you earlier about that. I actually had a chance to, and actually I had heard of Tron case before. I went back and looked. I had heard of it before, but I just never had joined it. But after, you know, re-looking at it again, yes, I'm about to join. I'm actually going to sign up under you, and I'm going to take it from there, and then I'm going to put it out to my audience. You know, I got about 500,000 people that I'm in contact with through all
my
social media.
I underestimated. I said 250,000, but now you're telling me 500,000?
Yeah, because Anointed Hands has 200,000. Then I have another page called Africa Origins of the Bible that has 150,000. Then I have another page called The Reawakening that has about 75,000. So I have about 8 or 9 pages. I teach people how to build pages and get paid. It's called digital real estate. I have a class where I teach people how to take their Facebook page and turn it into a business page. So now they have a Facebook page and a Facebook business page. But with your Facebook business page, I teach you how to market your page and get paid. You know what I'm saying? Because what's going on with social media, not only Facebook, but Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, is that they are monetizing these pages now. So they are paying to run ads on your pages. So you have to look at your page like it's a TV station, right? Look at your page is like it's a TV station, right? Like CNN or ABC, right? People tune into these TV stations, right? And when they tune into the TV station, what do you have? The commercials, right? You have commercials.
Right, right.
You have stores that pay to run ads or commercials doing shows. That's the same thing with these social media platforms. That's how you have to look at your page like it's a TV channel. And you're trying to get people to subscribe to your channel. You're trying to get people to tune in, kind of like this blog show. You want people to tune in, right? And as you get people to tune in and you get enough people to tune in, when y'all play y'all commercials, like when y'all have y'all commercials, right? You play the commercials.
Right.
Same thing with social media. It's just that they pay you. They pay you to run ads. And I have a class where I teach you how to take advantage of it. I teach you how to build you a platform. Once you build you a platform, I teach you how to hook your online store to your platform, because a lot of people are shopping online, e-commerce. A lot of people don't want to go in stores no more, so a lot of sales are done online. So a lot of people are making money through Amazon, through eBay, right? Or Walmart got online. We can do online shopping. Well, I teach you how to create your online store. You hook your online store to your Facebook business page. So now once you get followers, you have a store hooked up to your page, so your followers is your target audience for your store. So now your digital store that you have, you don't have to actually look for outside people to shop at your store because you already built the following. So the following that you have now, they shop at your store. And then they tell other people about your store. So then you become a household name. Like Anointed Hands is a household name. Anointed Hands is like Nike. It is. It's a household name because I have to follow you. And that's how you build your brand. And I teach that in a digital real estate class, like how to do this and how to basically make money off real estate, which is digital. You know, everybody got housing real estate, but it's something called digital real estate, and this is where we're headed. So I teach that in that class, but I also have the proof to prove that this is how I've done it, so you can do the same thing. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Now, I'm just curious, and I don't know if you want to share this information. What is the cost of your class?
All right, it's a three-part class. Now, if you bundle the class and say, you know what, I want to buy it all, it's $250. But if you buy each individual part, it's $100 per part. But some people may not need – some people already have a Facebook business page, and they already have followers, but they don't know how to market. So they don't know how to do viral marketing. So one part of the class is viral marketing. And you got some people that need to start from scratch. So they need the viral marketing. They need to know how to hook their Shopify store up. They need to know everything from scratch, right? And then you got different phases to it. Some people have the following. They don't have the they have the page, but they don't have the store, right? So then the viral marketing is very important because that's being able to put your stuff in front of people. How can I get people to see my stuff without paying them? Because everybody pay for it. I found the key where you don't have to pay Facebook to do it. We do the viral marketing ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And that's very interesting. So how is the viral marketing? I mean, what, is there like a secret that?
It's strategies. It's strategies through trial and error that I have went through trial and error. I'm the test dummy. I've already been the test dummy, but I have mastermind. So now it's like I'm the type of person I like to help others. It's not all about me. It's not all about me. It's about everybody else. So if I master something, I don't mind giving it to the masses. I don't mind. And like right now that we're talking, I need to tell you this. On my website, I have a 15% discount right now. For all my Boga products, all the Boga products on my website. So from now until Sunday at 11:59 p.m., all my Boga detox products, you get 15% off. Now, all you have to put in is Boga, an uppercase letter, B-O-L-G-A. That's the code, Boga, B-O-L-G-A. You put that code in, and you will get 15% off whatever you buy, as long as it's a Boga detox product. That sale is going on until Sunday at 11:59 p.m.
All right. The call sounds really great. Let me ask you, let me see. We don't have that many callers in our queue, but I know Dr. Robinson and or Brother Billy Spearman. Any questions for Brother Fields?
Yeah, I would like to know in terms of the digital real estate, you have a particular site that people can go on and get information off of it?
Okay, yeah. Now, with the digital real estate, I just take emails. You can email me, and once you email me, I will send you the information. Now, I will be honest, I do not have a website for the class. I have to work toward that as far as having my own website specifically for the class. But all my classes are video recorded classes. So what I do is I record the video, and everybody that joins the class, they get the recordings of the video. I give you access to the videos for life. And in the video,
right, they're digital recordings, right?
Yeah, it's video recording. And you have a video recording for life. But to reach me for the digital real estate class, you send me an email at B as in boy, M as in Mac, A as in apple, C as in cat, 252 dot S as in Sam, and F as in Frank at gmail.com.
Okay, let me repeat that. B as in boy, M as in Mary, A as in apple, C as in cat, dot 252 dot S as in Sam, F as in Frank.
Yes, at gmail.com.
Did I repeat it properly?
Yes, right, sir, you
right.
did.
Okay, so there's a dot after
C. But was there a dot after C?
B-M-A-C dot S-F at gmail.com, yes.
B-M-A-C 252
dot S-F at gmail.com.
Oh, wait. Let's get this straight. Is there a dot after the C?
No. It's BMA2. Y'all got me messing up. BMAC.
Right.
252.sf@gmail.com.
Okay, gotcha. I had said it wrong because I had put in the dot after the C. All right, this is really, really great, and we're going to I'm looking forward to spending some time what's the word I'm looking for? Brainstorming and sharing some ideas and how we can be mutually beneficial. Because, Brother Stewart, what I find is that, and this is one of the things that I like about you, you had a very open type of spirit. I mean, because your attitude could have been, well, look, I got 500,000 people. I don't need to collaborate with nobody. I'm doing, okay. But that was not your attitude. And because I believe that if we can work together, I love the word together, that can really help us to grow together. And because we know that, as the Bible says, the harvest is plenty. There's so much work that needs to be done, especially in the black community, especially in the area of economics and finance. And I'm sure you've heard that a Neo Nation, which is the podcast that you're on, we're on every night of the week. It's from 7 to 9, and we have a special project called Self-Reparations, which we're working on. It is the brainchild of Dr. Winborn, who is the person that created the Neo Nation, and we're definitely working in terms of doing things to repair our black economy, because we spend the money. We have the money, and we spend it. And as you probably know, I'm preaching to the choir, we spend over $1 trillion, $1.3 trillion, but we don't have as much as we should have to show for it. Someone was saying that there's hardly any community, black community in the country, where you have a bank, a supermarket, a school, and a hospital. It's extremely rare to find all four of those in any of our communities across the country, and so that needs to change. Let's see, we got a few minutes left. Anything else you'd like to share with us?
Well, just adding on to what you were talking about as far as, our money and how we have been conditioned to be spenders. Through our ordeal here in America, we have been conditioned to spend, and we are the engine that makes this economy run in America. The problem is that we're making this economy run, but we're not benefiting from it because we don't understand how to aggregate our money and let our money work for us. See, one of the biggest problems that I had to learn and understand in life is that you don't supposed to work for money. You let your money work for you. We have been taught and raised to live an American dream that was never really a dream for us. It was more like a nightmare. So we have been conditioned to go to school, graduate from high school, go to college, get a degree, and then go in a workforce and work for somebody else. That's not the way that we should have been conditioned, not to go and work for somebody else, but how about let's work for ourselves? And as soon as we change that mentality, and I don't have a problem with college. So I don't care if you want to go to college, go to college. But college is debt. Let's be honest. We have to be honest. If you want to honestly fix the problem, you have to identify what is the problem before you can fix it, right? But a lot of people go to college and get in debt. And, debt is a summer gun, right? So, let's work for ourselves. So, this American dream that a lot of us have been striving for is more like a nightmare. And it wasn't our dream. It was a dream that they put on us. So now we have to reevaluate what do we actually really want. What do we consider success? I think our whole thought process with a lot of words and definitions
we have to reevaluate and reanalyze them. So I don't teach my children to work for nobody else but themselves. They're going to work for their family. And I'm going to work for myself. And we're going to build generational wealth. I'm not trying to do something that's going to last for my life. I want my children and my next generation and the next generation of kids to be able to live a nice life, right, and not have to work for no one else. As soon as we get that mindset, a lot of stuff will change. And let me just tell y'all, I'm a regular Joe. When I tell you I'm a regular person, I'm just as normal, as regular as everybody. I've been up, I've been down, I've been locked up, I've been homeless, I've been on drugs. I've been anything you could say. I've been in foster homes. I've been taken away from my parents as a kid. I've been raised in foster homes. Like anything that you can think of, I have experienced. So if I can overcome it, anybody can overcome it. And that's my I'm also involved politically in my town. Like, I'm involved politically. So I have ran for office. So my thing is, anything is possible if you work for it. And we have to understand that, and not just say it, we have to believe it and manifest it, because the Creator has blessed us with everything that we need to flourish. We just have to do the due diligence and put it into work. Let's not believe that we can't do it. Anything is possible. Black Wall Street, we're going to rebuild it. So when people talk about reparations, I am the reparations. My thoughts are the reparations. We are the stimulus package. We are the reparations, because our thoughts are priceless. That's why we
advance
society and life, because our thoughts, whatever we think of, is priceless. And not only is that priceless, but your time is priceless. So this is why you can't spend a 9-to-5 working for somebody else building their empire, because you never get time back. Time is the one thing that we never get back. So we must really make sure that we spend our time wisely, because you never get time back. Time is one of our most important assets. And that's why we've been spending our time building other people's empires and not building our own. Time for us to change.
All right. Yeah, Brother Stewart, you said a mouthful. And it's so true, because I was texting a person last night and I was saying the exact same thing in reference to time. I said, time is the one commodity that cannot be replaced. And the thing about it is, you don't know how much you got left. You know what I'm saying? You know, you just never know. You know, so that is so important. But it's kind of a reparation, what you said. We are the reparation, and I think that's the exact thoughts of Dr. Winborn, which is why he called it his program that Neo Nation is launching called Self-Reparation. We've been begging and pleading and waiting, and it hasn't happened. 400 years have gone by waiting for the white man to give us reparations. So we got to get our own, you know. And James Brown put it correctly: I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door, I will get it myself. All right, Brother Stewart, you have really been enlightening and encouraging and motivating. And I am looking for a great relationship with you in terms of networking and sharing ideas. I like to tell people I am known basically as a musician. I started playing piano at the age of 5, and I played primarily in the church as a church musician for 50 years. But I find that my greater gift is creative thoughts. I just wake up with ideas, ideas, ideas. So Reap More Network, I call it Reap More Network, where better ideas reap more. So callers and everyone, spread the word about, you know, what we're trying to do. Let's support each other. We have to support each other, and let's make it happen. We are just about out of time. Let's see. Brother Billy Spearman, he's still there? Okay, maybe he stepped aside. Dr. Robinson, any final thoughts from you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had – oh, go right ahead.
I'm still here. Just wanted to give everybody my phone number. It's 917-554-3443. And that's in reference to the Now site.
In reference to Now site. Okay. And let's see. Dr. Robinson, go ahead. And
we got the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. You know, we're always looking for new members, and we're always looking to spread out. We got the Black Shark Tank coming to our community. We want people to go on to the reparations program and sign up, get your business blacklisted. We have funding from $10,000 to $250,000. We don't have a whole lot of requirements. It's very liberal, and we're trying to get to help Black community, Black businesses in our community expand. Thank you so much. You can reach me at 914-363-9007. Thanks a lot.
All right, Brother Stewart, any closing remarks? Okay. Okay, he has left us, but we thank him for the time. We are just about out of time. We're asking everyone to please continue tuning in, spread the word. All right, because we can make great things happen if we just can work together. So let's get it together. All right. So tune in again next week for another exciting episode of Let's Get It Together and Reap More with your host, Greg Hall. Everyone, be safe. Okay? That is the wrong song. Okay. The best is yet to come.
Everybody help us sing this. Thank you, Daryl Coley. Thank you so much, LaShawn Page Holmes. I love you. Thank you so much. Here we go. Everybody here.
Tell me. just stand. But when there's nothing left to do, you just stand. Watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just tell me, how do you handle guilt of your past? Tell me, how do you deal with the shame? And how can you smile while your heart has been broken and
yeah.